A History of 1843 Naval Air Squadron. May 1944 to December 1945. Formation and Work Up. 1843 Squadron officially formed in the United States at U.S. Naval Air Station Brunswick, Maine on May 1, 1944 as a single-seat fighter squadron under the command of Lieutenant Commander A. D. K. Evans, NZNVR. Initial equipment was 18 Corsair Mark IIIs. After familiarization with the aircraft and equipment, the squadron began training in earnest to prepare for active service. Training included navigation exercises, low flying, formation flying, and combat tactics, the squadron briefly moving to U.S. Naval Auxiliary Airfield Bar Harbor, Maine on June 5 for 4 days of aerodrome dummy deck landing, ADDL, training. There were very few accidents during the 3 months at Brunswick. The first occurred on May 6 when Sub-Lieutenant B. Willman RNVR, while taxiing with folded wings in Corsair JS-715, his tailplane struck the mainplane stub of an adjacent aircraft. 4 days later, the same pilot retracted the undercarriage of Corsair JS-667 while taxiing. On May 15, Sub-Lieutenant H. Colgate RNVR scraped his port wing tip on the ground while landing on in Corsair JS-665. Sub-Lieutenant M.J. Rouse RNVR narrowly avoided a serious incident on June 1 while on a low-flying exercise in Corsair JS-665. The starboard intercooler hit a tree, but the aircraft managed to land on safely. Finally, on June 26, Corsair JS-657 flown by Sub-Lieutenant H. Colgate was tipped on its nose by the prop wash from another aircraft while taxiing for takeoff, causing the prop to peck the ground. On completion of working up at U.S. Naval Air Station Brunswick, the squadron was re-equipped with 18 Corsair Mark IIs in late July 1944. With these, they flew to U.S. Naval Air Station Floyd Bennett Field, Brooklyn, New York. Here the RNS section present on the station prepared them for embarking in the escort carrier HMS Trouncer, which was undergoing voyage repairs alongside at the 35th Street Pier, Brooklyn, 11 miles away. The aircraft were towed through the streets and hoisted aboard on August 2. On completion of her repairs, Trouncer sailed from New York on August 11 as part of convoy CU-35 bound for the UK. The ship arrived at Liverpool on the 22nd. See Note 1. After being disembarked, the squadron arrived at Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton, Northern Ireland, on August 24. Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton and the 10th Naval Fighter Wing. Training intensified once the squadron was established at Eglinton. On September 20, Lieutenant Commander D.F.V. Davis RCNVR temporarily assumed command. This training was to have a heavy toll for the squadron pilots, with 2 killed in air crashes during October. On October 2, while on local section formation drill, Sub-Lieutenant U. Baker RNVR, in Corsair JT-471, dove out of cloud interlock foil 10 miles northeast of Eglinton and was killed on impact. On the 9th, Sub-Lieutenant C.H. Wager, RCNVR, flying in Corsair JT-693, suffered an engine failure and had to make a forced landing at Ballykelly. The aircraft was written off, but the pilot was okay. The following day, the second fatality occurred when Sub-Lieutenant R.J. McCaffin in Corsair JT-479 dove out of cloud into the sea, 5½ miles offshore. On October 14, 1944, No. 1843 received a new commanding officer, Major P.P. Nelson Gracie, Royal Marines, and together with 1845 Squadron formed the 10th Naval Fighter Wing at Eglinton. 1843 was earmarked for the escort carrier HMS Arbiter and 1945 for HMS Slinger, both for service with the British Pacific Fleet. The squadron moved to Royal Naval Air Station Aera on October 23, returning to Eglinton on December 15. There are no accidents recorded during this period. A detachment of 8 aircraft undertook deck landing training, DLT, on the escort carrier patroller between December 21 and 23 before Christmas, and embarkation leave was granted. Preparations to join HMS Arbiter. On return from leave, flying training resumed in preparation for joining the escort carrier Arbiter. There were 5 more flying incidents, including 1 fatality, on January 2, Corsair JT-629, piloted by Sub-Lieutenant W. Noble RNVR, flew into a flock of crows on low-level tactical interception exercise. Pilot and aircraft landed safely. On the 14th, Sub-Lieutenant E. Barker RNVR, taxiing for takeoff in Corsair JT-651, was involved in a ground collision when a wing hit a lorry waiting to cross the runway. Corsair JT-692 crashed while on a test flight on January 18. The aircraft came down 3 miles east of Ballymoney, 10 miles northeast of Rathmullygubmore. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant P.S. Ross RNVR, was killed. On the 28th, Corsair JT-602 experienced engine problems and eventually it failed. Sub-Lieutenant L.J.R. Ferguson RCNVR managed to glide it to earth and landed wheels down, but failed to brake and ran off the end of the runway at Eglinton into a cow shed. Finally, on January 30, the drop tank fell off JT-669 while Sub-Lieutenant C.H. Seweger RCNVR was taxiing on the runway, damaging the aircraft fuselage. At the start of February 1945, the squadron began re-equipping again, this time receiving Corsair Mark IV aircraft and an increase in squadron strength to 24. 2 of these new aircraft were slightly damaged on February 13 when the squadron prepared to depart for NAS Belfast, KD-578, Sub-Lieutenant G.V. Tomnes RNVR, was taxied into by KD-602, pilot unnamed. The squadron flew out from Royal Naval Air Station Belfast to embark in HMS Arbiter on Valentine's Day 1945 to begin a flying program to work up with the ship in preparation for passage to Australia. The squadron suffered the first of 3 flying accidents after only 4 days of training while the ship was steaming off Cumbrae Light in the Firth of Clyde. On Sunday, February 18, Sub-Lieutenant DJ Scarrett RNVR was killed when his Corsair, KD-582, turned sharply on takeoff and dove into the sea. An elevator had been damaged by the prop of another aircraft while running up on the flight deck. This was spotted prior to takeoff but too late to abort the launch. The same prop damage was inflicted on KD-599 piloted by Sub-Lieutenant Ingram RNVR, but he was able to abort his launch. The third incident involved Sub-Lieutenant M.J. Rouse RNVR, who caught the last arrestor wire and put his Corsair, KD-594, into the number 3 barrier. The squadron suffered a total of 17 incidents during its association with Arbiter, mostly barrier crashes. 2 of the most spectacular, and photographed, incidents involved Sub-Lieutenant B.G. Appleton RNVR, who managed to put an aircraft into each of the flight deck catwalks. On February 22, while landing in KD-611, he caught number 4 wire and drifted sharply to port, the port undercarriage leg running into the walkway where the aircraft became firmly stuck. On March 22, he lost sight of the deck landing control officer and flew KD-607 into the starboard walkway. The aircraft fell overboard, removing an anti-aircraft gun mounting as it went. The pilot was okay. On passage, Greenock to Colombo, March 1 to May 1, 1945. HMS Arbiter sailed from the Clyde on March 1, bound for Australia. The ship's first port of call was Gibraltar on the 9th, where Arbiter stored ship before transiting the Mediterranean, for Port Said, where she arrived on March 18. After mooring at E3 berth overnight and having refueled, Arbiter proceeded through the Suez Canal. After a stop at Port Suez on the southern end of the canal, Arbiter made for Bombay, calling at Aden to take on more fuel, arriving at Bombay on March 28. The next leg took Arbiter to Colombo on the west coast of Ceylon. She entered Colombo Harbour on Sunday, April 1. Arbiter weighed anchor on April 3 and disembarked the aircraft of 1843 to the RNS station at Colombo Racecourse the next day before taking passage for a round trip to Cochin, southern India to collect replacement airframes and stores not available in Australia. The ship arrived back in Ceylon on the 8th, this time at Trincomalee on the east side of the island. The squadron remained ashore at Colombo until April 13 before rejoining the ship at Trincomalee. From Trincomalee the ship made a non-stop voyage to Sydney, Australia. The traditional crossing the line ceremony was observed in the Indian Ocean as they crossed the equator. 1843 squadron was flown off to Royal Naval Air Station Schofields, on the outskirts of Sydney on May 2, 1945 before Arbiter entered Sydney Harbour and secured alongside No. 4 berth at Woolloomooloo. During the launch of the squadron Corsairs, KD-598 piloted by Sub-Lieutenant G.V. Thomas RNVR, rolled backwards and one wing was struck by the prop of another aircraft on deck. The personnel and stores of 1843 squadron were then offloaded at Woolloomooloo and transported to Royal Naval Air Station Schofields as their ship prepared for its first operational voyage as part of the British Pacific Fleet. Operations with the British Pacific Fleet, a voyage to the Admiralty Islands, May-June 1945. Once established at Schofields, flying training continued. On May 12, Sub-Lieutenant E. Barker RNVR had a lucky escape when his aircraft, KD-588, suffered an explosion caused by the residue of petrol after being refueled, and on the 14th Sub-Lieutenant M.J. Rouse RNVR, in Corsair KD-601, wrote of his aircraft when he selected the dive brake instead of the undercarriage. The majority of the squadron was to re-embark in Arbiter for a voyage to the Admiralty Islands. Of those remaining at Schofields, Sub-Lieutenant K.E. Vaughan RNVR, was killed on May 30 when his aircraft failed to pull out of a vertical dive and crashed into a hillside near Royal Australian Air Force Station Menangle. On the morning of May 20, a detachment of 1843 Squadron rejoined Arbiter as she finalized loading before sailing for the Admiralty Islands. Squadron maintenance personnel and equipment was embarked while their aircraft were hoisted aboard and stowed in the hangar. There was to be no flying on the outward voyage because all available space was filled with stores and equipment for ferrying north. Arbiter was to operate as a ferry and replenishment carrier, but she also embarked half of maintenance, storage and reserve unit number 5, MSR 5, in order to service and maintain a stock of spare aircraft afloat as part of the forward aircraft pool, FAP. The other half was embarked in the escort carrier Chaser with the same purpose. MSR 5 was embarked on May 15 along with spare aircraft which were loaded for transport to the forward base at Ponam in the Admiralty Islands. Also embarked for ferrying to the Royal Naval Air Station Ponam were the personnel and equipment of MSR 6 which embarked on the 18th. This unit was to be attached to HMS Nabrin, Mobile Naval Air Base, Monab, No. 4, which had been installed on the U.S. Naval Airstrip on Ponam. A single Corsair from 1843 was ranged on deck ready to be catapulted. Had the need arisen to launch this aircraft to intercept a Japanese threat, it could not have returned to Arbiter because the flight deck was covered in crates, vehicles and other deck cargo. Nearing New Guinea, Arbiter hit bad weather. Huge waves broke over the flight deck and, despite being securely lashed down, several crates were washed overboard. During the height of the storm the Arbiter began to roll quite alarmingly. Without her full tanks of aviation fuel and oil acting as ballast, she would have been in danger of turning turtle. Once the storm was over the Corsair lashdown on the catapult was checked over, it had not suffered any damage. On reaching the island of Manus in the Admiralties, Arbiter moored in Sea Adler Harbour and began unloading stores and equipment for the BPF forward base, HMS Beeps. On completion she weighed anchor and proceeded to Ponam Island, 22 miles up the coast, to offload MSR-6 and the aircraft of 1843 Squadron. The squadron aircraft were the last items to be disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Ponam on May 31, Unloading was a long, slow process since Ponam was surrounded by a coral-ringed lagoon. All stores, vehicles and aircraft that could not be flown ashore had to be hoisted outboard using the ship's derricks and ferried ashore on motorized lighters. The squadron spent 3 weeks ashore conducting flying training. It is not clear what Arbiter's tasking was during this period, presumably conducting flying training, as 1843 was a spare squadron and Arbiter had not yet been assigned to replenishment duties. However, she appears to have been experiencing engine trouble while at Manus, sufficiently serious to require full-speed trials early on June 22 prior to proceeding to Ponam to embark the aircraft of 1843 on June 25. Arbiter sailed for Brisbane later that day. Ashore in Australia, the formation of No. 3 Carrier Air Group. Arriving off the Brisbane coast on July 4, the squadron was flown off to Royal Naval Air Station Maryborough, Queensland. This was the end of the squadron's association with Arbiter. The squadron was to rejoin the admin and maintenance personnel who had arrived on the station the day before, having travelled up from Royal Naval Air Station Schofields. This was to be a short stay, however. The entire squadron moved again on the 15th, back down to New South Wales to Royal Naval Air Station Jervis Bay. The stores and equipment were flown down by the Dakotas of the newly formed Royal Australian Air Force Transport Command, the remainder of the personnel travelling by train. The squadron spent 1 week on Royal Naval Air Station Jervis Bay, living under canvas in quagmire-like conditions before moving for the final time to their new home at Royal Naval Air Station Nowra, only a few miles up the road. 1843 was to be a spare squadron, eventually joining No. 3 Carrier Air Group, a spare air group which formed at Nowra on August 2, 1945 and comprising of 854, Avenger, Squadron and 1843 and 1845, Corps Air, squadrons. The end of the war came before the air group was deployed and it was disbanded on October 20, 1945. All personnel FRRM the air group not assigned to other units and duties embarked in the troop ship SS Strathaiden on October 24 for passage to the UK. 1843 squadron's aircraft were retained at Nowra. The squadron was officially disbanded on December 10, 1945 on reaching the UK. Notes. 1. It is not clear whether a ferry load of US airframes was embarked at Brooklyn in addition to 1843 squadron. It is also unclear as to how 1843 was disembarked. The ship arrived in Liverpool Bay on August 22 and the squadron arrived at Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton, Northern Ireland on the 24th. Some commentators suggest they may have been offloaded at Royal Naval Air Station Belfast before the ship reached Liverpool. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016, www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.